Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
It looks like to me the man that just got rid of my problem, looks like that would be one that I'd be saying, hey, you want to sit down and have some coffee? You want to hang around a little bit? This Jesus, God in the flesh, just got rid of this entire town's problem. What they was afraid of. What they told their kids at night to make sure you lock the door. I mean, this guy, he's out there cutting himself. He's running wild. They've tried to tame him. They've tried to put chains on him. They've tried to manhandle their problem themselves. And now Jesus has taken away their problem. They're upset. And the reason they're upset is found by what Jesus done to the swine. Verse 15, it said, and they told them also concerning the swine. It was okay. Hey, when Jesus got rid of our problem, they said, hey, that's okay. I mean, I believe at that point, they was pretty well happy, pretty well satisfied. But when it was told also concerning what was done to the swine, the next verse says, and they want Jesus to go away. Can I tell you this real quick tonight? When Jesus comes for your problems, He's coming for your pigs too. Oftentimes we've got this big issue going on, and we want Jesus to come and fix the issue. Jesus, come and take away my problem. It's a big thing. God, please, Lord, fix this problem. And every one of us in here tonight got some little pigs in our life. Don't matter how you clean him up, he's got a nature that's going back to the hog. He's going back to the mud hole every single time. For this particular people here, it was something against what God had said. These Gadarenes, they've got their pigs. I don't know. I don't know what all lies these devils had told. I don't know what all was going on inside this man's head or this area, this country that was being dominated by fear. Can you imagine being born in the middle of the Amazon rainforest? Waking up in the middle of absolute darkness, no radio, no preacher, no Bible. Someone said that Brother Andrew, does the Mongols have a Bible? I said, yeah, you can go down and pick it up at Walmart. They said, really? Did this Bible down at Walmart? I said, yeah. I said, just go down to the aisle that sells office supplies, just pick up a blank notebook. That's what it looks like. And imagine yourself there in that darkness. All the lies that's been told. You begin to believe it to be truth. And you're walking in that, under that dominance, under that control. It takes grace, it takes the Lord. It takes the preaching of God's Word to be able to break those lies, combat the lies of truth. Knowing the truth, we should be set free. And so we see these people faced with this. And these spirits that was there in this land, Jesus sends them their own preacher back. The problem that was fixed was this man that's now clothed in his right mind. Everything's okay, it's there. I mean, he's good to go now. He's ready to go along with Jesus for a big tour. Lord, I'm ready to go with you. And the Lord said, it's not meant to be this now. I want you to go back to your people and your friends and your community, your country, and you tell them all the good things that God's done for you, how He's had compassion on you. So He takes a little bit of truth that God's just taught, and He goes and spreads it all over Decapolis. Truth, truth, truth. He's telling it. You know, the very next time Jesus shows up on the other side, they're waiting for him. They've got beds of sick people. They've got people lined up everywhere waiting for him. I mean, it's amazing to me. And Jesus comes in the very next time and begins to just touch people. Folks are wanting to touch his clothes. One lady touches the hem of his garment. It's an amazing feat, the work of one man. And that just simply repeated truth. What's amazing is when we see that our battle, that our problems are oftentimes self-made, but those that are of the spiritual realm, when we're trying to advance the gospel in a new area, when we're trying to reach out from our church here in this local community and touch others, beginning to reignite a fire of soul winning and going forth and sharing that truth, sharing that message over and over again, the seemingly people that are hardened to it, sharing it again, we find often, now I want to remind us that our battle, our warfare, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rules of darkness and spirits in dark places. And when we fight against that, we wrestle against that. What's interesting to me is in the Word of God, the very thing that we wrestle against is principalities and powers and rules of darkness against spiritual wickedness. That's what we're fighting against. And in Ephesians chapter 1 of the same book, the same epistle, God is speaking through the Apostle Paul as he pens in verse 21 about a place where he has placed Jesus above everything. And he says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So God has set Jesus over all principality, all power, all dominion, all spiritual wickedness, all darkness, all spirits. Jesus Christ is above it all. Now, what we also know in this same wonderful epistle is that God has told us that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. I'm positioned in Jesus Christ. As far as God's concerned, I'm already there. I'm in Christ. It says it over and over and over again in this book. It's an amazing truth. As I'm placed in Christ, in the body of Christ, He's the head, I'm the body. If all these things are under the Lord's feet, and I'm in the body of Christ, then they're also under my feet. And so as we go and fight our battles, as we go out yonder and embrace, and there's these issues going on, and that's beyond our control, this wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places, we're fighting a battle from victory. Christ has already conquered. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We've already won the battle. And so as we go out and wrestle, not against flesh and blood. Hey, but the neighbors aren't our enemy. The folks in the road, they're not our enemy. The ones on the pew, we're not against one another. It's not flesh and blood. And it's spiritual warfare against rules of darkness and dominions and powers and principalities. But God has placed all that under the Lord's feet. And as we're in the body of Christ, it is also under our feet. We're fighting from victory, fighting with power. When Jesus sent out the disciples, he said, I give you all power. And so as we take our day to day, that's what we fight with. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The Bible tells us over, and I'll close with this. The Bible tells us this over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now,
This is where the little pigs come in again. See, that little pig is what's robbing you from full knowledge of God. There was some kind of attachment with those pigs that they did not want to turn loose. They was proud of them. They raised them up. 2,000 there. That's a lot of bacon.
Amen.
And when they had heard that Jesus had gotten rid of their swine, they want nothing more to do with Jesus. I want to help you right here. You better believe Jesus Christ will fix your problems that you love. You better believe. When He comes and starts pointing out your heart, lay His finger on little pigs in your life, don't be upset. Embrace it. And say, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. Thank you for showing me this, Lord. You could have let me go on in my sin. You could have let me go on in my error. Thank you, Lord. And when He begins to show us the pigs, be grateful. That's part of the problem. When Jesus come and fix this problem, He come fix it all. I've come to learn that He's not just Lord over some, He's Lord over all.
Right.
Our victory is in Christ. We know that. Our strength is in Christ. What a blessing that it is. But the responsibility that rests upon our shoulders in confessing our sin before God in a heart of repentance and saying, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. This shouldn't be there, Lord. It helps keep the channel clean. It helps keep, I love reading after some of the great Puritan writers. I was reading after one, I think his name was Christmas Evans. You know what he said? He said, Lord, I'm repenting of my repentance. He said, it's just become routine. It's become dry. You know, it's about keeping a fresh heart open before God. Some things that I've learned that there on the field, yeah, it's a real battle. And there's real manifestations of demonic spirits. It's a dark place. And we was talking at a supper, preacher, nah, and you know, it's just as much alive up here in the States. We've been somewhat desensitized to it through advertisement and media and things that we see on a regular basis. If it's more of a fairy tale or a story tale, but to actually physically understand with knowledge that it's a real part of the battle. It's a real thing. So, preacher, we look at our problems, we say, well, how far are we going to do? The Lord can fix it. Remember, He's coming after your pigs too. When we get all through the whole issue, and take a step back as we mature in grace. I thank God for this wonderful truth. As we mature in grace, we walk in what's called the fullness of Christ. And that's a perception. There has to be a change of perception. Looking at things from God's side, not our own. As we mature, we see things from God's perspective, what God's doing.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you've heard me pray. I just want to thank you, Lord, for always being there.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia, 30512. Thank you. May God bless you.